All this week we're talking about drums and drummers. We're calling it Beat Week, and today our colleague David Green brings us a duo that's had a huge effect on music.
From the mid-60s through the early 70s, Clyde Stubblefield and John Jabbo Starks shared drumming duties for the hardest working man in show business.
One, two, three, four! Get up! Get on up! Get up!
Clyde and Jabbo, as they like to be called, are both now in their 70s, and they created the grooves on many of James Brown's biggest hits. Their work really laid the foundation for modern funk drumming. Can you tell me when the two of you met?
In 65, at a James Brown concert in Augusta, Georgia.
And tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I went down to audition for James Brown, and I went on stage, and there was five drum sets up there, and I'm going, wow, what he need me for?
That's Clyde. He was hired just 2 weeks after Jabbo, bringing the total number of drummers in the group up to seven. Why did James Brown need so many drummers?
The saying was, when Clayton Filiaw was a drummer with James, he had just one drummer, one guitar player, one bass player. They was about to not play. They were rebelling against James for something.
Oh.
And they said they weren't going to play, and he just couldn't stand it. So he had to agree with them, and they said he made a statement after that, I'll never be caught without two of everything. So I guess that's where it started.
Yeah.
But when Clyde and I joined the group, it was like we gelled together. And then he started letting the other drummers go.
Now at this time, we want to feature our latest recording. It's called Cold Sweat. You ready, Clyde? That's our drummer. One of them. Hit it, Clyde!
Well, how did you guys gel so well? Because you could have been competitive.
No, we love each other.
You have to understand this. We're two different drummers. Clyde plays the way that Clyde plays, which nobody's going to play like Clyde.
I back up in a cold sweat.
I play like I play. We can play the same tunes, but different ways.
Nobody play like Jabbo.
You never played together on James's show.
No.
But then he would change when he wanted to hear something different from Clyde. He'd point to me.
Hey! Got to pay back. Revenge.
I know how to groove. Sit in a pocket and groove.
Correct.
And if you can't pat
Correct.
Your feet and clap your hand at what I'm doing, then I'm not doing anything worthwhile.
My man, get down with my girlfriend. That ain't right. Whoa!
Well, what was it like working with James Brown?
Well, it was it was a trip, number one.
Okay.
And Jabbo and I took it. And most of the time it was fun because we were traveling, and most of the time when Brown was there, it wasn't that much fun because he didn't associate with us.
He didn't?
No, he rode on a plane. We rode on a bus together.
Clyde and Jabbo do say working with James Brown could be tough. Musicians were pretty much at his beck and call. They even got fined for mistakes, though never Jabbo.
Oh, I didn't pay fines.
You didn't pay fines.
No, he didn't pay. I paid fines.
You paid fines. Clyde, what were you paying fines for?
For him thinking I made a mistake.
I love you saying thinking that you made a mistake, not making a mistake. That sounds like an
right.
important distinction.
Sometimes you don't have to make a mistake. You just do a little something a little different, and he called that a fine. He fined you.
Now, amazingly, these two guys who helped invent funk drumming never took drum lessons.
We just done our own thing.
You play from the feelings that you have, the
right.
music that you have been endowed with.
And it wasn't always music. Clyde Stubblefield, who grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee, heard rhythms all around him.
They had factories down there that would put off like a smokestack, pop-boom, pop-boom, pop-boom. I just made up my own soul feeling.
John Jabbo Starks was raised in Mobile, Alabama. His influence was music like this from the Church of God. picture hand clapping, singing, tambourines, and other instruments.
It was a feeling and a groove that you couldn't even sit down to it. You couldn't stop. You had to get up to do something with it.
And Jabbo is a groover.
And the grooves these guys created have inspired so many artists. This is a song from the group Public Enemy. They used Clyde Stubblefield's famous drum pattern from the song Funky Drummer. But artists rarely give Clyde or Jabbo credit when they use their beats. That, on top of the bad times with James Brown, have left them feeling a little bitter. Still, they give Brown thanks for showcasing their talents around the world. And sometimes it was the hardest working man in show business who couldn't keep up with them.
I never will forget, we played a gig with James, the Olympic Theater in Paris. We struck a groove that you just couldn't turn a loose. James came on, he did his part, and when he walked off stage, the groove was still going. We could not stop it. He came back. He said, "That's enough." And he took off again, and we were still playing. He came back a second time. Third time, he just threw his hand up and said, "I can't go any further."
Can I just say, I get the feeling that you guys really admire one another.
We do.
We're brothers. That's the way that I look at it. It's a brotherly love. Yep. That's what it is.
It is.
Now,
correct.
So far as the music world, eventually, possibly, it's going to be said that, okay, Clyde and Jabbo did this or they did that. To tell you the truth, it doesn't really matter with me because I get respect from people that really mean what they're saying. It's not just talking or saying something.
Jabbo and I has never fell out. Actually, we have never had an argument, actually.
Well, you guys have been on quite a journey together, and it has been an honor talking to you. And thank you guys so much.
Okay,
thank you.
One more time, I want to get the drummer some of this funky soul we got here.
David Green, on the line with the original funky drummers, Clyde Stubblefield and John Jabbo Starks.
Love you, Bo.
Love you, C.
Okay, brother.
One, two, three, four, get it!